Snarling cup of coffee. I like to start my day with a hot cup of coffee. I pound down the coffee. First thing I do every day as the sunning sun lights up my lonesome room. Yeah, but not just a simple cup of Java Joe, but a goddamn snarling, sarcastic, smarmy cup of coffee. I mean, we are talking about an alcoholic all speed ahead, always hot, always fresh, always there when I need it, angry. Attitude, talk to the hand, Z-tune, bad, badass, beats, breaking, beatnik, bluesy, bitter, bitchy, bombs away. Capitalistic, caffeinated up the ass, cinematic, communistic, Colombian grown, Costa Rican inspired, cowabunga to the max, crazy ass, devilishly angelic, divine, divinely inspired, dyslexic, epic, extreme vetting, evil eye, expensive, erotic vision-inducing Ethiopian coffee house brewed, euphoric, freaky, freakazoid, foxy, Frenchified, kissed, French brewed, funkified, foxy lady, graphic, God in my coffee with Allah, Janice, Jesus, Kali, Buddha, Christian, Gerga, Hindu, Muhammad, Jewish, Jesus, and Mo, their friend, the cosmic bar maid, Sai, Baba, Shiva, Taoist, Zoroastrian, drinking my goddamn coffee in hell. Growling, gnarly, happy, hard ass, Hawaiian bless, high as a kite, hippie, hip, hipster, hip, hoppy, hot as hell, yet strangely sweet as heaven, jazzy, jealous, Kirak approved, kick ass, kick my goddamn ass to Tuesday. Kick down the doors and take no prisoners. Grown in the Vietnamese highlands by ex-Viet Cong. Guatemalan grown. Kiss ass. Illegal in every state. Imported from over the world, the goddamn world. Insane. Lovely. Lonely. Lonely. Lonesome. Maladolious. Mean. Old. Rotten. Motherfucking. Nasty, narcotic, never, whatever, never mad, never cold, not approved by the CIA, not approved by DHS, not approved for human consumption by the FDA. Not your daddy's sissified corporate cup of coffee. Not decaf coffee, not your Denny's truck driver week as brown water cup of fake coffee, not your establishment friendly cup of coffee, not your FBI coffee, not your fake herbal coffee substitute, but a real cup of coffee. Not your farmer's brother's diner crap. Not made in America for Americans, not safe for work. Not your Starbucks average, expensive, overpriced, crappy corporate chain cup of coffee. Not pretentious. Not White House approved. Not State Department safe. Nuclear. Not patriotic, operatic, peace coffee approved. Paranoid, pornographic, psychotic, pontific, politically aware, rapping and writhing, right here, right now, River City, rock and roll of the Yazoo, sad, sadistic, sarcastic, sassy, satanic, sissoid, shitty, silly, sexy, smarmy, smelly, smooth, snarky, snarling, stupid, stinking, sweet as honey, sweat-inducing and symphonic, Trump can handle this coffee, vengeful, Wagnerian, wicked, with nutmeg and cinnamon swirls, with a hint of stevia, with a hint of vanilla, with a hint of rum, with a hint of whiskey, with a hint of cherry, with a hint of fruit overtones. With a hint of drugs spicing up the coffee, spindific, speeding, spindin, spurious, no substitute, survived the Vietnam War, the Iraq War, the Afghan War, the First and Second Korean War, World War II, the War on Poverty, the War on Drugs, the War on the Black People, the sexual revolution. Soulful as a summer's night in Motown, James Brown approved, T.O.P. approved, Berkeley approved, the coffee that Jimi Hendrix drank before he died, coffee that Elvis drank in his last breakfast, coffee that Barry White crooned as he drank his cup of coffee, and the coffee that made the white boy stand up and play that funky music. The coffee that made Johnny B. Goode play his guitar and made Johnny bet the devil his soul after he drank his morning cup of righteous coffee. And the coffee that made the Rolling Stones rock and roll. The coffee that your mother warned you against drinking. Coffee that Napoleon drank when he became the emperor of all Europe. Coffee that Beethoven drank when he wrote the Ninth Symphony. And the coffee that Mozart drank as he wrote his last symphony. Coffee that Lincoln drank before he was killed and Henry drank before he killed himself. Coffee that started the 60s and ended the 20th century. The coffee that Lenin drank as he spotted revolution, the coffee that Hitler and Stalin drank with FDR as they divided up the world after World War II, the cup that JFK drank before he was blown away, the coffee Jerry drank while driving cars with random celebrities and political figures, coffee that John Stewart drinks before he can abdicate down of some foolish politico, Arabic coffee Saddam drank the day he was executed, the coffee that J.W. and Cheney drank when they bombed Baghdad, the Indian cup of coffee that Bin Laden drank before 9/11, and just before the SEALs blew his ass to hell, the cup of coffee that Tiger Woods drank with his mistress while playing a $3,000 round of coffee in Sandy Lane Golf Course in Barbados. Last legal drug that says what drugs should do, the cup of coffee that Obama drank when he became president, Vietnamese, Vienna Brew, Wacky, Whimsical, Whiskey Fox, Tango Foxtrot, Wild, Weird, Wonderful, Wow, Yabba Dabba Doo, Yada Yada Yada, Zappa's favorite cup of coffee, Cosmic Coffee, and Zora's last cup of coffee, go to the last drop rolled into one simple cup of hot coffee. As I pour down that first cup of coffee and fire up my synaptic nerve endings with endless supplies of caffeine-induced Iranian-dancing chemicals, I face the dawning day with trepidation and mind-numbing fear. I turn on the TV and watch the swarming Newcastle's pontific hair lying through their teeth about the great successes the government is having, following the great leader's latest pronouncements. I want to shoot the go and scream and shoot the TV and run outside shouting, stop the world. I want to get off this fucking crazy planet. Earth does not care a whit about my attitude. It merely rallies and moves around the sun in its morning daily run as I sit down, the madness dissipating a bit, enjoy my second cup of heaven and hell in my morning cup of Joe. Coffee Revolution. Coffee led the American Revolution as patriots drank coffee to rebel against the aristocratic English tea. Coffee started London's stock market and started the gossip mills running. Every great invention was fed by coffee's sweet allure. All the great thinkers, all the great leaders, all were slave to coffee's magic. Yeah, I sing my praises of the great, glorious coffee lady. Long may she continue to be my sweet companion. Long may the coffee continue to rule my heart and set my heart on fire. Ode to Coffee. Mistress of sacred love, sacred lady of desire, you start my day setting my heart on fire. When you drink dark, delicious brew throughout the day, whenever the mean old blues come by, you chase them away with your bittersweet ambrosial brew. Every time I inhale your witch's brew, I'm filled with power, light, and love, and everything's all right, Jack, only for a few fleeting minutes. I love you, old coffee goddess, in all your magical forms, in the dark coffee in the dawning day, in the sizzling coffee in the mid-morning break, the afternoon's siesta break, and the post-dinner dessert drink. I love you, my coffee mistress. You are my refuge from this horrid world, and you are my sacred lover. Never disappoint me, ever. Never had a bad cup, of that I can be sure. Even the dismal coffee served at Denny's at 3 a.m. is still sweet, loving coffee. Even the farmer's brother's diner coffee excites me and gets me going. Ask me another cup of divine delight. Coffee is always there. It's always on and piping hot. It's with the hidden dark secrets swirling in its liquid essence. Coffee is my last vice, my only legal vice left. Coffee does not cheat on me and is always faithful, always true. It's not turning its friends. And all it asks is return to come back cup after cup after cup. A good cup of coffee is a little bit of heaven and a cup of dark liquid hell. Coffee, it's like a drug. It's a good drug that does what it should and never complains. It's not get grouchy. It's not hurt you. It's not make you crazy, but allows the music to come out and play with it. Coffee led the American Revolution. Patriots drank coffee to rebel against the aristocratic English tea. Coffee started the London stock market. It started the gossip mills running. Every great invention was fed by coffee's sweet allure. All the great thinkers, all the great leaders, all were enslaved to coffee's magic. Yeah, sing my praise of the great glorious coffee lady. Long may she continue to be my soup companion. Long may she continue, coffee continue to rule my heart and set my heart on fire. I love thee, Mistress Coffee, and sometimes I think you love me too. No more coffee blues. I love coffee, always have, and the coffee has loved me back. Lately I've soured on her, soured on the whole coffee scene, of the harshness of the morning brew and the promises it makes, except if it's nectar drowned into a slayer drink drop by drop as caffeine takes over, rewiring my every nerve, turning me into a slave for its perverted pleasure. Yes, I love coffee, but I'm afraid coffee's a harsh mistress, demanding so much of me. Promise the sun, delivering the moon, as I drink her swill, deepening under her influences. I love, I have the coffee blues, can't live without her, can't live with her. I try, but tea does not cut it, not really. Booze does not do it, at least not in the morning. Yoga is not enough of a buzz, no whistle runners high. I'm afraid, deadly afraid of cocaine and speed and drugs and energy drinks, and so I remain a slave to coffee, my only legal drug. As I sip another and fall into her seductive swirl. Once more, failing my resolve to skip coffee for the day, that moment, that moment, that morning, that moment. She'll never be free of her spell, ever, and she knows it. She beckons me every morning with her intoxicating smell, and I come to her and drink her brew, and I become her slave again and